Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and together we are going to be learning Brachos Daf Yud Gimel today. This is obviously the daf in which the perek switches, but we're going to be focusing on the topic of Nehemiah's covenant. We're going to be looking at the last pasuk at the end of the first perek of Brachos, and this is Nehemiah Perek Tes Pasuk Zion. Here's how the pasuk reads: Atahu Hashem Elokim, you are Hashem our God, Asher Bacharto Ba'Avram, who chose Abraham. You took him out of the Ur Kastim and you gave him the name Avraham. The reason why the Gemara is quoting this pasuk is to understand how it could be that Nehemiah quoted Avraham as Avram. The Gemara says there is a prohibition of going back to the original name since Hashem changed his name. The Gemara explains, no, he was just relating it in the history of Hashem choosing Avraham Avinu. It was the Shvach. That's why Nehemiah was able to do this. In terms of the context, just understanding what's actually going on here historically. We're living in a period of time which is an incredibly precarious period of time. This is the period of time called Shivas Tzion, the return of Zion, where the Persian government has changed the foreign policy of the previous administration of the Babylonians and allowed nations to return to their place. That means to say that under the auspices of Cyrus the Great, they allowed the first, with Zerubbabel and Yeshua Kohen Gadol, a small satellite of Jews to return to the land of Judea and start cultivating it. And then in a second wave under Nehemiah and Ezra, the political and spiritual leader of the nation of Israel, they went back to the land of Israel. And it was a very bad time. There was difficulty from within and from without. The enemies were making difficulties. The Jews were assimilated, and the Rambam tells us at this time they didn't even really know fully the language of Hebrew. They spoke Ashdodis, they spoke the local languages. It was a very spiritually weak time. Most Jews did not go back to the land of Israel. They were more comfortable in Babylonia. And it is at this point in time that we read in Sefer Nehemiah Perek Ches that Nehemiah and Ezra on Rosh Hashanah of this particular year get up at the Duchan, there's a stage they make, and they read the Torah. And they read a section from Devarim, and people are so shattered, they're so unused to hearing this, that they are shocked. They start crying, they start realizing that their life is not actually in order, they're not living up to what they're supposed to, and they start crying. And Nehemiah and Ezra, they tell these people, go home, go prepare meals for those who don't have. Today is a Chedvas Hashem Uzchem, today is a day of happiness. And that's what happens, people go back. But after the festival, this is where our Perek comes in, Perek Tes, the people come back, and they start fasting, and they start trying to change their ways. And the first thing they do is there's been an incredible amount of assimilation and intermarriage. And the first thing we hear is Vaibodlu Zera Yisrael Mikol Benei Nechar. They separate themselves from the foreigners. Vayamdu V'yisvadu Es Alchatosam Havonos Avosehem. They actually now admit to the sins. They confess the sins of themselves and their forefathers. And this is such a watershed moment in terms of coming closer to Hashem that the Levium cannot help themselves. They get up on the stage and they start singing. And they start presenting this long history of the nation of Israel from time immemorial until present day, all the great things that Hashem has done for the nation of Israel and all the times that Israel has dropped the ball, has not been able to live up to it. And it concludes after a very long speech, and this is the conclusion. Then they say, Hine anachnu hayom avodim, today we are servants. V'aretz asher nosata lavoseinu lechol es pirya ves tuva, hine anachnu avodim olea, we are servants to you on it. And it yields abundant crops to kings who you have set above us. And we live under great distress. We pay huge taxes to other kingdoms now. We don't have our sovereignty over the land of Israel, even though we're living in it. And therefore they say, they put themselves in context, and humbly they come and they apologize to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very, very powerful moment. And as part of this speech is where they describe at the earliest stage of this progression of the nation of Israel, that is the movement of Avram to Avraham, ultimately, which will lead to the nation of Israel. This is the context of what we say, and we say this, of course, in Psukei Dezimra, and the V'chorasim HaBris section comes out of this speech of the Levium after this spiritual reformation. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.